This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
United American Bank in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, simply better banking. And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue. The Thrift Store, helping seniors on the coastside.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Dr. Ray Shepherd Dentistry. Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've all seen it. It's that horse at Limos Farms. Every time we drive home on Highway 92, there it is, the horse. But wait, today it's different. A different color, different message. We sent KHMB reporter Peter Finch to get the rest of the story. A story we call A Horse of a Different Color.
Begin with, tell me who you are.
My name is Phil Davis, and I live in San Mateo, California with my wife, Judy.
An artist slash educator. Right?
Correct.
And I'm interviewing you in front of the horse at Limos Farms here. Why is that?
Well, I've been painting the horse for about 10 years now, and it seems to get a lot of attention.
What's the story with the horse here? You've been doing it 10 years. Do you know the history of this?
Well, actually, Bob Limos got this horse at the San Mateo County Fair, and it was perfect for the farm. And one day he said, why don't we paint it for Christmas? So I painted it to look like Santa. We painted it for other holidays, and it took off from there, and now it gets painted once a month.
Once a month, and how often is it your design that's on there?
I would say out of the 12 designs a year, I design it 9 or 10 times, and Bob always chimes in with good ideas, and occasionally we get another person's idea for the horse, and if we like it, we use it.
So what's it like having a horse as a canvas?
It's a little tricky because of the curvature of the horse. But I've learned over the years, I design it first, I do a sketch, and then I do a small painting on illustration board so that there's no mistakes in what I'm doing.
What themes do you explore? How do you think of, all right, what should I do to this horse next?
Well, that's the interesting part. It's easy to do it for Christmas or the 4th of July. And by the way, those are two of my favorite holidays to paint for. But, you know, Mother's Day, I've done roses. I've painted. We have a small pony here on the farm that I've brought out before and used for Mother's Day. So we have the large horse, mother, and the baby horse. So it's over the years, it's become a little bit of a challenge to come up with new ideas. So, but I try to come up with different and varied ideas.
Well, and what have been some of your favorites?
One of my favorites was a horse skeleton for Halloween. I did an elf horse for Christmas where my wife and I actually ordered some elf shoes, and I took those shoes and sewed them to the hooves of the horse. So those are two of my all-time favorites.
As an artist, what do you make of all this? I mean, there are people, you know, driving by here every day seeing your work of art, you know. You like that?
Yeah, it actually pleases me that people seem to really enjoy it. I didn't really think it would take off like this. But people honk when I'm painting. They stop and I love the horse. I stop and take photographs. So it really makes me happy that people seem to enjoy it. And especially because they're driving by kind of fast, you know. But that they take the time to stop and say hi.
Now, I don't want to be so crass as to ask you how much you get paid to do it, but are you remunerated? Do you get?
Yes, it's, I won't mention how much. People think, oh, you must make, but it's anywhere between $150 to $200 per horse. Right. So I'm not complaining.
And as an artist, yeah, people are seeing your work. And
you know what? Getting paid to do your art is something I've always enjoyed doing.
Do not enough artists get paid what they should, do you feel?
Oh, probably not. Art is so subjective. I mean, you either like it or you don't like it. But what I like about this is people seem to like it for the most part.
Now, normally you've got, you know, yourself, you're the primary artist here, and then there are other folks. I hear on certain occasions, and I'm trying to remember the story correctly, but either the son or the grandson wanted to ask a girl to the prom, and do you know that story?
I sure do. Actually, that kind of started this whole publicity thing on the horse. Frank Lemos, Bob Lemos's oldest son, wanted to invite a young lady to the prom, and he wanted to do it in a different way. So he had me paint a tuxedo on the horse, and then I came back weeks later and painted her name on it. And so it was kind of a nice surprise, and she did say yes. That was a big question. Did she say yes? She did, so everything was good. Otherwise, she would have blamed it on the horse.
That's a good point. Special requests like that, aside from that, are you pretty much given free rein, to use an equine term there?
Yeah, I think so. Bob says, go ahead and design something, and I do, and it usually comes out pretty well.
And apparently he gets what he wants out of it. It's a good way to advertise the farm, or, you know, as tourists flock to the Half Moon Bay area, it kind of stands out. It's like, oh, let's stop here.
Yeah, it is. And I have to tell you, Bob Lemos is the key behind this horse. He's been a really wonderful person, and I really appreciate all his support doing this.
Does the horse have a name, by the way?
Actually, it has two names. One of them is Old Paint. And the other one, we call it a horse of a different color. And that, of course, is from The Wizard of Oz.
Right. Do you prefer one or the other?
I kind of like Old Paint because I'm getting old and so it seems to work.
How many coats of paint are there on this horse?
Now, that is a question that I have been asked. And there are hundreds of coats of paint because this horse gets primed before I paint it. And then when I do paint it, each color that people see gets two and sometimes three layers. So it has hundreds of layers of paint on it.
So what do you want to see people take away from your horse of a different color as they pass by here?
Well, I just want them to enjoy. I think I like the fact that we change it every month and they get to see something new. It's kind of like a real nice billboard as they drive by. As they drive to and from work every day. People enjoy seeing it when they're on their way home from work.
Yeah. So if you give them a little smile,
why not?
And this is horse country.
Absolutely. Phil Davis, what a pleasure to meet you. It's great knowing the guy who more often than not has worked on the horse of a different color here.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Mr. Finch. Thank you very much.
For KHMB Radio, I'm Peter Finch.
Peter Finch and an interview with Phil Davis, the man responsible for maintaining that local work of arts at Lemos Farms, the horse of a different color, our feature story of the week. And on behalf of all of those men and women who help maintain and produce Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson thanking you for joining us. The door is open and there is a seat available, so join us in the KHMB Time Machine for a ride back to the year 1961 with host Cameron Palmer. Next on your hometown station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.